ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wa al-mursaleen, habib qulubana wa tabib nufusana abil qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala al-bayt al-tayyibin al-tahirin. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's a blessing to again have this great program, the program Bridge, and to be spending the next few minutes on the supplications of the great legacy of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, the book Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya. We have been focusing on the 20th supplication of this book, which is the dua fi makarim al-akhlaq, the dua, the supplication that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is teaching us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for good and noble moral traits, and asking him to bless us with acts that pleases him. And we got to the part that it says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, Allahumma la tada'a khaslatan ta'abu minni illa aslahtaha. O Allah, deposit in me no quality for which I will be faulted unless you set it right, right? Do islah for me. وَلَا عَائِبَةً أَوْ أُعَنَّبُ بِهَا إِلَّا حَسَّنْتَهَا أُعَنَّبُ بِهَا إِلَّا حَسَّنْتَهَا وَلَا أُكْرُومَةً فِي نَاقِصَةً إِلَّا أَتْمَمْتَهَا. No quality for which I will be faulted unless you set it right. No flaw for which I will be blamed unless you make it beautiful. And no deficient noble trait unless you complete it. O Allah, these are basically asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a perfection in moral traits, right? In the moral affairs and in moral traits that we are dealing with on a daily basis. In fact, these format and shape our identity. Let's take a quick break, inshallah we'll be back shortly.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyya of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana. رَبَّنَا
I respected brothers and sisters, when we really zoom in on human behavior, one thing becomes crystal clear, and that is what gives our actions meaning isn't just what we do, in fact, but why we do, answering the question of why. Intention, motivation, our final goal, these are the engines behind our thoughts and behaviors. People usually, especially the believers, people of faith, move through life driven by divine guidance, divine motivation, pure and meaningful goals, and healthy, thoughtful plans. But when faith is missing, that deepest feeling that resides in the heart, people can fall into hypocrisy. People can fall into deception. People can get inflicted with self-centeredness. Even theft and all those flaws that you see out there, all those misbehaviors that you see out there, it's these inner flaws that strip their actions of real value. From an Islamic perspective, from the point of view of Sahifa Sajjadiyah, in fact, even good deeds have vulnerabilities, right? They can be damaged, sometimes completely destroyed by hidden toxins. Think of it like acid on skin. It burns everything it touches. One of the most dangerous of these toxins is showing off, doing good deeds just to be seen, right? Sometimes a person becomes trapped in pride while doing a good deed. And just like that, its value evaporates. Other times, the intention shifts after the deed is done, right? It's completed, like giving charity and then reminding people of it, doing good for other people and then reminding them, right? That I have done this for you, I've done this for that. Or worse, falling back into disbelief after faith, right? Returning to the state of disbelief after practicing and after claiming that you have embraced faith. In cases like these, the good deeds loses its effects, right? Entirely. And it goes even deeper. Some sins don't even just affect themselves. They poison other actions too. There's a narration that says someone who drinks alcohol will have their prayers and acts of worship rejected for 40 days. So when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, when he says, do not, Allahumma la tada khaslatan ta'abu minni illa aslahtaha, no quality for which I will be faulted unless you said it right. Right? In fact, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for step-by-step, point-to-point guidance, which is very important. Sometimes we think guidance is a package given to us at the beginning of the road, and then we are left on ourselves. We are left by ourselves, right? Without supervision, without guidance, without assistance, without any of that, right? Which is not right. Let's take another break. We'll be back momentarily.
You are listening to the program Bridge on Iran Radio.
Our respected brothers and sisters, we were mentioning that when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guidance, he's pointing us towards a serious question. And that question is this: what exactly are admirable traits and what are destructive ones, right? Broadly speaking, human traits fall into three categories, right? To just sum it up, we are pointing out to these three, inshallah, on title, and then on future sessions, we will dissected even more deeply. And first, there are social and culture manners. The second one is that there are traits that lead to social growth and collective maturity. And then the third one, which is very important, is the qualities that will help us grow even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beyond the deeds themselves. The impact of those qualities will help us grow closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning it gives direction to our deeds. So on speaking on the very first one, customs that, while not always legally mandatory Islamically, are essential for a healthy society. Islamic etiquettes, akhlaq, explained in detail in works like Hayat al-Muttaqin, right, falls into this category. When people ignore these manners, society suffers, disorders creeps in, culture weakens, right? And the damage is often most visible and most irreversible, right, among the youth especially. Things like respecting parents, teachers, neighbors, maintaining family ties, honoring guests, observing boundaries within family life, respecting the rights of spouses, proper conduct in travel, and healthy interactions between young men and women. All of these have been seriously eroded, and sadly, many people have lost dignity and credibility because of it. That's why Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not leave me with any traits unless you set it right. Inshallah, that happens to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Bridge on Iran Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را